Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress. This week, we focus on Troy Look Incorporated and speak with the organization's president, Kevin Pryor, and vice president, Karen Bobo. It's wonderful to have you both here. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, Kevin, let's begin with you. Tell us about Troy Look, how it came to be, and the work that you do.
Thank you. Troy Look came, it was an idea that I had. When I was growing up with my friends, they always wanted to be a program, and they didn't see anything besides being a program. I wanted to do something on a bigger scale. So I created Troy Look. Troy Look, life options, opportunity. Knowledge is the letters on Look. But I started creating trips when I was 17 years old. Our first field trip was when I was 17. I knew I had a knack for it. So, like I said, I wanted to do something bigger and better instead of just being a program. So that's how we got started.
And I'm interested in, so how ultimately does it work? How do people come to Troy Look? How does that work?
Well, pretty much we have a word of mouth. Since we're out of Troy, we have a website, and plus we're on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. But people just, when they hear about us on the internet, thank God for Facebook and all the other social media, people hear about us and they come find us.
Karen, give us a sense of how people ultimately, once they find you, how they're worked into Troy Look.
Generally, when they arrive, they announce who they, you know, referred to us, how they were referred to us. We tend to explain our program to them, let them know what the do's, the don'ts, the ifs, the ands are. We go into having them sign consents, giving permission to actually be on the premises, to have pictures taken for our program so we can post on Facebook. So that's
That's it. So when the give us an idea of the referral process, who tends to refer to you, and what prompts that? What is it that sets up the alarm bell, that's not an alarm bell, but that says, oh, we should have them connected to Troy Look?
Well, one organization had reached out to us from us having an interview with the Troy Record, Emerald Willard School for Girls.
Mm-hmm.
They reached out to us, and they're like, hey, we heard you have a program that we're interested in. It was an anti-bullying prevention. It's called Speak Out, and with boxing. So what we did is we just took a couple of our local pro boxers, Kevin Pompey, Sammy Youngs from Troy, and said, you know what, let's utilize them to teach our kids basic fundamentals of boxing. And we emphasize on prevention, on bullying prevention. So. But that's just part of it, so they can be able to defend themselves if need be.
So let's talk about bullying. Why do you think that is such? I mean, it's always been prevalent, right? I mean, that's always been a part of who we are. But obviously, in a social media age and in a time, it can affect students horribly and really for all parties involved. Do you have a sense of how not only can you work with those who are about bullying prevention, but also to help those who have been bullied?
You want to answer that?
We have quite a few children in our program that have been bullied. We try to emphasize on what bullying takes place, you know, verbal, physical, and how to actually handle the, you know, the verbal bullying, the physical bullying, the social bullying. We emphasize on what to do. Speak to your parents, speak to, you know, your principal. Hopefully you have a friend that can sort of back you up and, you know, help you walk away from a situation.
Right.
So we try to deter our kids from bullying situations.
Is it possible, can you give us a scenario, an example of no names, obviously, but a student that went through this and what you were able to do and how to help?
Well, one of the things, just to piggyback off of Karen real quick, we have a component called power, owning your power. And you own your power by the introduction of, you know, not me and you meeting each other, but me meeting me every single day, knowing what I want to be. So those are the components I've invested into myself. So these are the things that give the kids self-esteem, self-worth, confidence. And then when they're approached by a bully, somebody calling them out their name, like I'll just say my niece. She was honest about it when she came to the program. Some her and another guy got into a verbal confrontation, and she was going at it, and then she caught herself. And she said, why am I giving this guy my power? So once you release your power, they have control over you. So she caught herself, and she just wheeled her power back in, and she just said, you know what? This is not worth it, and she just walked away. So the components in the introduction just give you the power. Like you control your own power to make your own decisions. So that's a key component in the Speak Out program.
Roughly how many students do you have in the program at any given time?
We could have 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably funnel. We've been in existence for 3 years. We probably funnel about 200 kids out of our program from all walks of life.
And how often do you run a week? How often does that?
Twice a week. We're in the school system right now, school two. We're out of there from Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 6. And if we do a movie night on a Friday, we just let them know. So we just really have it from Tuesdays and Thursdays, 5 to 6.
We also, under our umbrella, have other programs. We have FACE.
For All Children Everywhere, basketball and youth program in the summer.
And we have boxing up at Grizzle Heights.
Oh, yeah. Sammy Bunch, Next Bunch boxing program at Grizzle Heights.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What are the kids? How do the kids get what is... So how do you work that into a positive?
Oh man, it's like just fundamentals in structure. You know, if you have structure, no matter what walk of life you come from, if that's what you're looking for, you're gonna bow down to it, because it's so many rewards in Troy Lux in our programs, because we go on trips. We just took those kids from the boxing program to the Boxing Hall of Fame. They've never been there.
Yep.
I've never been there. So it was an opportunity.
Do you box?
I boxed for a week.
Only a week?
I boxed for a week and I started playing basketball. But I started a boxing program in the city of Troy for a summer program, which took my son when he was 8 to the Junior Olympics for 4 years in a row.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you see how it works.
Oh, absolutely.
And how do the kids work with each other? I assume that's a helpful thing too, of having the kids in a group.
Yeah. Well, we have a thing. We when we come in, we have them get into a circle and we do the intro. And again, the intro, we introduce each other to everybody, but then tell me, what does that mean to you? And then they all talk about the intro and like, okay, so scenario. So what happens if somebody come and push you? So what do you do? First of all, I say, hey, listen, don't do that. Or I have the right to defend myself. Push them back if I had to. And that's the last
resort.
But that's why we teach them that. But yeah, it's you know, the kids, they just want structure. And so many kids are out here in the community that don't have that. But when they come to our program, they're like, wow. A lot of parents are like, wow, where's this program been?
Yeah. And I'm sure the parents very much.
Well, our kids, only do we do program and introduction, we also take them on educational trips. We took them down to the Black Wax Museum. We are now planning a trip in a couple of weeks to Harriet Tubman's home and the Underground Railroad. So not only are we teaching them structure, we are also educating our children.
We are talking about Troy Look Incorporated. You have a presence on Facebook. People can find you there.
Yes, sir.
And very helpful. So for people listening that are very interested in the program and they find out more, I mean, what are you in need of? I assume always money, cash,
always
right?
Finance, yes. Always
financial.
Money.
And usually it's money and volunteers.
Yes.
There
is
you
that
go.
What it, those are the two.
Yes.
And you got to come to have fun. If you want to be part of what we're doing, you got to come to have fun. You can't come and just to make a mess. You know, people come just to be a stick in your side. But if you come to have fun, the parents are going, because we utilize the parents in our program too. They were like,
how so?
We cooking Thanksgiving dinners, because we used to be at the Unity House in Troy, and they had a kitchen and everything, and we would do Thanksgiving dinners, we do Christmas, and we just involve the parents and everybody.
And on the trips, you know, chaperoning on the trips as well. We did do a coat giveaway, a turkey giveaway for around Thanksgiving time. So we asked the parents, you know, do you know anyone? You know, if your child needs this, someone that you know child needs a coat, or do you need a turkey as well as another needy family?
And that's one of these things about also of working with the schools, because they really know where the need is, right?
Yes,
absolutely,
indeed.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we know in the neighborhoods, and again, she said the turkeys. I've been working with Ron Frazier at Hannaford and Latham for 30 years. Yeah. We've been donating turkeys to us for that long. That's how long and it's about making a friendship with people I meet when I network. So me and Ron have been going at this for 30 years.
What do you see? How do you see the organization? I mean, does the organization have room to grow? Is it the hope for it to grow?
Absolutely.
Or are you, okay. How
Absolutely.
So? How do you envision that?
I envision us having our own building. You know, we don't have to
have a home.
Definitely have a home. I envision us having our own financial structure that we don't have to wait on, you know, money's coming in, where the money is, you know, coming from. So we're hoping that one day that we'll definitely want to start with having our own building.
Yeah, we're CEO in Troy is our fiscal partner. So what Karen is saying, that they funnel our money, our grant money go to them. Seymour Fox sent our money to them. And thank you for Seymour Fox. Thank you for the opportunity to even be on the same stage as those guys. So CEO is our fiscal partner. So what Karen is saying, we want to be control of our own money one day, where we can just say, you know what, all right, let's go buy a van. You know, let's pay our rent. Let's do this. But to have our own building would be really major. But we're still striving. You know, we're still trying to be led by the Lord and get to where He wants us to be.
It really, you know, you think of these programs, and we look at solutions that large scale solutions to problems, societal issues, but it really does get down to the block, right? I mean, down to the corner, down to your neighborhood, mm-hmm. to where the kids are, and that's where you fit in. I mean, that's your place. It doesn't have to be taking over the entire city of Troy or the entire Capital District. It's knowing your region and helping those kids the best you can.
It's honestly with me, it's like wherever I go, because I see somebody and we'll have
any kid you can help, right?
Any kid, any adult, anybody. Yeah. You know, we'll have dialogue, because we were supposed to go to Rutland, Vermont on the 4th to see a play. And I was just up there a couple weeks before going to a basketball game that my son was playing on. And I met some people up there in the youth theater program. They was working the concession stand. So we were going to go to the play, but one of the kids up there caught COVID. So they're like, hey, we got to postpone. But we're just trying to network. We're trying to build, you know.
Kevin also did a program at Pine Hill School.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did Pine Hill School.
Point, yeah.
Eagle Point, okay. He also went there every once a week to, you know, network with them, anti-bullying during the school season maybe a year or two ago.
And it was awesome. Those kids are phenomenal up there. Yeah. Just act.
Well, and people are reaching out to you for help to replicate the program so that they can help kids in their region as well. Well, Kevin and Karen, I thank you so much. People can find out more information at Troy Look. It's Troy Look Incorporated. You can find them on Facebook. We have links to more information posted along with this interview at our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable. Kevin and Karen, I can't thank you enough for the beautiful work you do for the community, for the great work you do for these kids and adults, and also for sharing with us. I hope you have a beautiful holiday season, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
Be
you
well.
For the opportunity as well.
Again, you can find more information at wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.